Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Sleepyhead.
Morning, sleepyhead.
Look who's up, sleepyhead.
You were snoring.
I'm so sleepy.
It's Monday.
Good morning, old friend.
It's time once again.
The only cure I know for the Monday blues is...
My favorite show.
My favorite show.
Ah, these guys.
They're bad, but that's okay because they make me laugh.
And that's what really matters, right?
Yes, and apparently it's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2380.
Yeah.
2380.
Good morning.
Monday morning at about 6:07. Nice weekend weather-wise, kind of weird.
Oh, God, I sweated for 72 hours. I feel like I just perspired.
As you would say, not enough powder.
No, not at all.
Boy, I just thought about you over the weekend going...
I'm just putting
it everywhere.
You know, as women of a certain age, any of you over probably 45, it's like, what in the hell am I doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. And some guys that I know, too. Apparently,
Don't take all the credit.
No, it really is. It's so unusual because we're not used to it at all.
And a lot of things happened over the weekend. Some sad news and some great news we'll talk about with Mega Millions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You can go ahead and rule me out as a winner because
well,
I'm here.
Well, any of us.
Okay. Yeah. We're all here.
All right. Sheesh. So we'll get to that. Plus, I had such a weird dream, and Jody was amazed.
Uh-oh.
Was shocked.
Shocked.
That it was so vivid.
Okay.
But I'll tell you about that here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine, some clouds. Again, even a chance of a shower, thunderstorm later today. High today, tomorrow, low to mid-90s. It's 80 right now.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, if you didn't have the number 67, 45, 57, 36, 13, and the Mega Millions ball 14, you did not win. There's one winner. That's it. One winner.
That's amazing.
One winner, and they have yet to be revealed. And that's I don't think you should have to come forward. I know there are some states where you do. Where you're supposed to come forward, but I don't think you should have to. This is too much. No.
But you know what I mean? How amazing this is. After we heard these stories about, people buying thousands of tickets as a group.
Yeah, right. Just takes one, as they say.
And it was
just
one
takes
person.
One. Yep, exactly. Don't know anything. Obviously, don't know who it is or how they pick the numbers or if they just said, yeah, give me a ticket, you know.
Out of Illinois.
But, yep, yeah.
Or
yeah,
that's where the ticket was sold.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we don't. There aren't a lot of winners out this way for some reason. There's a whole study on that. But anyhow, a company called Candy Funhouse, they are hiring a head taste tester who can earn $100,000 a year working remotely. 100 grand to taste candy, and even kids can apply. You have to be over the age of 5. You can apply on LinkedIn if you know how to spell. And, there's no previous work experience necessary.
That's what I found kind of surprising about this whole thing.
We're Candy Funhouse's candyologists, and we are looking for a chief candy officer.
You can make up to $100,000 per year.
You get to taste test over 3,500 products and become our head taste tester.
Anyone ages 5+ can apply.
5+.
5+. And they say, I mean, you're taste testing a lot of candy every week. A lot. So they probably would be better off with a younger person just because I don't know that we're all wanting that much in the way of sweets,
right.
You know.
But mom and dad, would you let your 5-year-old do that?
Yeah, for about $80,000 in American money. This is in Canada. It's a Canadian company, but you can work remotely. So they'll just send you everything. And listen to this. This is kind of some good news. Old Navy has issued a price freeze. It runs through the end of September in order to help consumers with their back-to-school shopping.
Wow.
They promise they are not going to raise the prices, especially on any of their denim products or jeans, things like that, until, or they'll go back to regular prices, or if they go up. That will be in September. So get out there and buy them now. That is so cool for back to school shopping. Yeah. I know it. I love that. It is indeed only Monday. Hoo-wee. Few things you should know. Sponsored by Legacy AC. Local, reliable, you can trust them. LegacyAC.com.
When's the last time you had a weird dream that was so vivid that it was in color, you could remember it, you could tell others about it, and did you ever think, what does this even mean?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, I had the weirdest dream, Carla, that I had been hired to be the lead singer of Kiss because Gene Simmons couldn't make the show, even though he's not even the lead singer.
Right, okay.
And I said, I don't even know any Kiss songs.
Right.
And the guy, I'll just call him the guy,
right,
said, doesn't matter. They don't care. The audience doesn't care.
Okay.
So I end up coming out of my dressing room, I guess, like in this purple, yellow, pink tuxedo jacket.
Okay.
Big glasses and a hat.
Makeup? No makeup?
No.
No,
and
okay.
no pants.
Okay. Oh,
I'm just,
okay.
And just
no
my
pants dream. Okay.
My BVDs.
Okay. I have those a lot.
And I walk up to this backstage area ready to go on.
Right.
And it's like this little high school auditorium where everybody, the band that's on stage.
Yes.
It's not even Kiss.
Oh.
And I notice off to the left, there's backup singers like off stage.
Right.
Singing the words.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Huh.
So then I have like a Morty. It's not Morty, but it's like a kid that's helping me, my assistant.
Right, okay.
With a wad of cash, he said, hey, by the way, here's the money they gave us. I get $350.
Okay.
That I remember how much money you get the rest. I go, why are you getting $350? You're doing nothing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
People are walking out. They're booing. And again, the guy says, don't worry about it. They'll forget it when you go out on stage. And I said, that's because I have no pants.
No, I have had the no pants dreams. We'll talk about the dream, by the way, that I had that was about as vivid.
What does that even mean?
I've had the no pants dream when I go on stage and I don't have pants on or I'm completely naked and nobody notices. I mean, it's like that's nobody notices. It's just like you're still on stage. I don't know what that's about. I've had that dream for years.
Nobody
decades.
Even said anything in my dream about that.
Yes, they
like,
don't notice that.
Where's your pants?
Yeah, but if you hit a bad note or, you know, it was just the high schoolers watching you, that was the thing, but not naked or no pants.
Has anybody else had one of those dreams and it was in full Technicolor, like they would say on TV?
Where's Mystic Mona? Are you listening this morning?
Somebody has to analyze this dream and tell me what it's all about.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know any Kiss songs. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Just go blah, 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 blah. All day, all night. Coming clean with my dream. What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you ever had that dream that was so vivid in color?
It's very, very interesting because some people are analyzing your dream, Mike. One of our listeners said, this is from Tony. Tony said, usually the people around me when I'm naked in those dreams, and I've had several of them over time, they don't call out attention to it. But I figure they must have noticed, figured the situation was so embarrassing, they aren't comfortable pointing it out.
I see.
So he is now analyzing the people in your dream as well.
Well, I don't care about those people. I care about me.
I know. I hear you.
I don't even know those people.
I know it. This is from Sharon.
I don't care about those people.
Right? Sharon said that somebody once told me that younger people have those naked dreams and it has to do with insecurity. I'm 39 and I swear I have them at least once a week. They're part of my normal dreams. So I don't know what.
Does she have a rotation of dreams that she goes?
I don't know.
First of all, I wasn't naked.
Yeah, yeah, right. You were in your underwear. Right.
Clean, by the way. Thank God I listened to my mom.
How do you know it was a dream, though? I mean, that's too funny. Yes. And this comes to us, from Carlos. He said, I have read that having dreams where you forget to wear clothes stems from feeling self-conscious in your own waking life.
Oh.
So
maybe I am.
I don't I heard recently from people that, like, I mean, from, like, psychologists and all of that, that dreams don't necessarily mean anything. And the whole dying dream, oh, my God, you're dying and you're falling, but you never die. But but you're dying and all of that usually means new life and the whole bit. So, yeah, so I don't even know.
What was your dream?
So I woke up in my dream. I woke up and I went outside and I'm in a field. I mean, like, nothing for miles except a teeny tiny house that was apparently my house because there was nothing else around there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all there was a tiny, tiny house. And this is another one I have. I walked what seemed like miles to find because I needed food. So I walked. I just kept walking and walking and walking and walking. I couldn't get anywhere in my dream. Nowhere. And I would walk and walk and walk, and I'd look back, and I was still there by my tiny house. Wow. Those little teeny tiny houses.
Yeah.
And I would just... And I woke up exhausted. I really did. It was like I
just
so tired.
From your dream.
And yes. And I would look back, and every time I'd look back, I'd just walk more, or I'd run, and then I'd look back, and I still was there. I couldn't get away from it. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the tiny house represents.
Did you have clothes on?
I think I did.
Okay.
It wasn't startling to where I thought, oh, no, I don't have clothes on. Yeah, I did have clothes on. It's almost like I landed there or something.
You got to find a doctor or a psychologist.
Yes, right. Yes, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but we'll say you guys are just, you know what, just maybe.
What did you eat over the weekend? What did you drink over the weekend?
Yes, I was
going to
ask you if there were drinks involved. Yes.
Well, there could have been.
Yes,
we'll take a break and be back. See, there's Kiss. That was one of the songs.
Yeah, was that one you had to pretend you knew?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And all I knew was rock and roll and party.
That's it.
I said, do I need makeup? No, yeah. You don't need makeup, Jessica.
Okay. All right. So it wasn't really Kiss. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Cynthia said, I tried to talk to like a psychic about my dreams many years ago. And it seems that like lack of clothing or very little clothing is a really common dream to have. And they said it can mean a lot of things, insecurities, or you're trying to hide something.
Oh.
Something like that, depending on if you were embarrassed or if the people around you noticed, it could mean various things, but nothing that you should be too afraid of, Mike. So
well, I'm not afraid of
it.
Yeah,
I know. No, I know.
I'm just curious as to why I'm standing in my underwear.
Our dreams come from like somewhere that we don't even realize. You
clearly.
Know? Yeah. I'll wake up like humming a song. It's like, why am I here? Why am I? What's that in my head? That song, I didn't hear it. Was it in my dream? Things like that I don't know. Our mind
I just
works
found
in
it
the
odd
weirdest ways.
That from my waist up, I was like Ringmaster Ned.
Yeah. Okay.
Expected to go out and be the lead singer for Kiss.
Sure. Okay.
And just wearing my BVDs from the waist down.
Yeah, but not really Kiss, but okay.
No.
I was reading recently, and then somebody else told me this, that in our dreams, we never see... I would have to look back, but we never actually see numbers or letters. Like if we see a sign, we never actually see the numbers or letters in those signs. So there you go.
All right. Well,
I know.
Maybe later in the show when everybody else is up.
Yeah.
Mystic Mona or a psychologist
know.
We know.
I reached out.
Let's see if they call in later this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brand new month, Carla. We kick off the month of August.
Yeah, we
today.
Do.
So I told my wife yesterday, or this morning actually, I said, I hope you enjoyed your immunity month.
Yes. Yeah.
Of July.
Yeah. I don't know. I blinked and missed July, so I don't know. I hope Jody enjoyed it.
So the first day of August, and we have to announce the winner of the brand new air conditioning unit from Sun Country Heating and Cooling. Now, we tried to call this person.
Mm-hmm.
We left a message, but Amber Ford, if you're on your way to work, in the shower, couldn't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Or maybe already at work listening. We tried to call you to let you know that you won. So if you want to call us back, 702-739-9636. The grand prize winner of the brand new AC unit from Sun Country Heating and Cooling, Amber Ford. Or Amanda.
Amanda Ford. Amanda Ford.
Can't even read my own writing. Amanda Ford, you are the winner. So congratulations from Sun Country Heating and Cooling.
Nice.
Cowabunga Bay. We binge this TV series, a quick series with Kevin Hart called True Story.
I know you're not a huge fan of his.
I only can take him in doses,
right.
But it was a dramatic role he tried.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Wasn't sure after the first episode. Turned out to be actually a pretty good series. They're 30-minute episodes, so you get through it pretty quick.
I like that.
Pretty good show. But here's the question this morning, Carla. What is the worst show you've wasted time on and won't get back?
Or maybe you couldn't even get through it. It was so bad. I've tried, I don't know how many times now, because I feel, you know, so not hip and trendy. Because I never got through Squid Games. You know, Morty loved it. People loved it. It's one of the biggest shows ever on Netflix. I can't. I watched the first episode. I cannot get through it. I can't. And I also was lucky enough to see a few minutes of a show called Racket Boys. It's like this South Korean a badminton team.
Oh.
It's awful. It's awful. And there's so much on streaming. Most of it, I'm convinced, is just garbage. It's garbage.
So what is it that you've watched or tried to watch and it's just awful? Even though people said, oh, you got to try it. You got to watch it.
Yeah, it's so, and I get it. We all have different opinions and things hit us or strike us differently. But
let's put our list together with help from listeners calling in, texting in, and stop the madness.
Yeah, and I will say, Mike and I, and we'll mention them later, but we have a couple really big ones that I'm sure people will go, oh, no way.
Right.
You didn't like that? Yeah. No,
and I'm still watching one of them.
Well, there you go. The worst thing.
We're asking the worst TV shows that you've been watching or tried to watch over the summer.
Yes. Ugh.
The one that comes to mind with you and I, it's Virgin River.
Oh, man.
Which is just might as well be on Lifetime.
It used to be good, and this season just, man.
The other one is Old Man, The Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I know people who love that show. My brother, Matt, loves that show, and I love Jeff Bridges.
And John, who is it? John Lithgow.
Yeah. I'm having such a hard time getting through it.
Just following it and trying to understand what is going on and why is he off the grid and this thing that they keep talking about that they have to cover up or heads are going to roll.
Well, I realize that's what we're supposed to watch it for, but yes, I know.
All right, so that's what we wanted to know this morning.
Somebody mentioned, I don't even know where... Where are these shows? Somebody mentioned a show called Too Hot to Handle. It's sort of a Bachelor-type show, but it has a virtual assistant that hosts the show, and it's a bunch of people who have, like, these meaningless hookups in favor, you know, they can turn their back on that and go for the money. It's really weird to watch.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
see. My head hurts already just listening to that.
Yeah, I know. If you have to try to explain it to me in more than 20 words, then let's not do it. Another person mentioned I haven't heard of half of these shows. I think this is animated. It's called Wonder Egg Priority.
What?
Wonder Egg Priority. It's absolutely horrible. It's anime, and it's just horrible animation. I'm assuming it's probably, I don't know if it's Korean or not, but their anime is very, very different.
Yeah.
And we did get also a Mike and Carla, Virgin River is just awful this season.
Oh, the acting is terrible.
And it's the same people who have been in it forever, but it's like they don't know what to do with it. It's like there's nothing to it. There really is nothing to it. And she goes on to say, this is from Debbie, actually, and she goes on to say, the characters have become such watered-down versions of what they once were, and I loved Mel as Sophie on This Is Us, But she's just doing nothing on Virgin River. So, I know. I don't know what happened to it this season either.
I just find it amazing that in this small little beautiful town where everybody's so nice.
I know.
They have a drug running, murder, kidnapping, and everything else going on in that little town where everybody is just so nice but knows everybody's business.
And everything, which some may like, everything works out. I mean, the most serious of issues, it just works out. Yeah. No, I get it. Everybody gets it, too.
And Jack, speak up.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
We're still putting our list together, so if you want to text in, call in. Worst shows that you've seen over the summer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Last hour, just after 7 o'clock, announced the grand prize winner, Beat the Heat. Installing a brand new air conditioning unit from Sun Country Heating and Cooling. We got a hold of Amanda Ford. She is camping, and we lost contact with her, so we're going to try and reach out to her again.
She's in the middle of nowhere, somewhere.
Middle of nowhere. We told her, hey, by the way, we have some good news, and then...
Clunk. Yes. Wait a minute. Amanda,
we'll reach out to her a little bit later on this hour. All right, a little bit later on, next half hour, 8:40, your chances to win tickets for Elton John and that $150 dining card to Foco de Chão. Of course, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour.
Yeah.
Stopping into Vegas on a Tuesday night over at the Allegiant Stadium, November 1st.
Coming back home one last time,
You've been here for a long, long time, but your last chance to see the Rocket Man. So we'll have that for you next half hour, 8:40. Sunshine today, some clouds. Again, chance of a thunderstorm, some showers later today. High only in the low to mid-90s at 86. Now catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lots of stuff, boy. Well, Will Smith sort of apologized, I guess, to Chris Rock, kind of. But not really, but Chris Rock kind of responded to Will Smith's apology. He was in Atlanta on Friday, and he said, everyone wants to play victim, and anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face. So that's what his response. He'll talk to Will Smith when he's ready.
Yeah, here's a little bit of that. Yeah.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech?
He was doing a question and answer thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the first questions. Mm-hmm. His response.
I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris. The message that came back is that he's not ready to talk. And when he is, he will reach out. Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable. And I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
All right. Yeah. And there's some other excerpts.
I think a lot of people didn't think this would hurt his career. I think it indeed might hurt his career because now he's playing the victim. And you're not the victim, though. Well, Shakira headed to trial for tax evasion. I had mentioned a long time ago that this was going on. Well, she's going to court. Her public relations team says, you know what, this constitutes a total violation of her rights. She's always shown impeccable behavior as a person and a taxpayer. Well, the IRS says she owes $17 million to the government, or their IRS. $17 million.
In Spain.
Dollars, yes, in unpaid taxes.
Wow.
Unpaid taxes. So I don't know what will happen there. Now, they say if she is, you know, found guilty and convicted, she could get 8 years in prison. Shakira.
Behind bars.
Yes. Hips don't lie, baby. She'll be just shaking it for, you know, ramen noodles.
Oh.
I mean, come on. Oh,
I'll support you. Tell me where to send money.
Yes, that's right. She'll shake for ramen. Okay.
That's terrible.
I know. Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Scorsese doing another movie for Apple TV. It's called The Wager, A Tale of Shipwreck, Mutiny, and Murder. It is based on real events. I hope it's not long.
Like 5 hours.
Another long one, like the last one. What was that? What was that thing called? What was that? I can't remember what it was, but I'm still watching it. The Irishman. Is that it? Yeah. I'm still watching it. Listen, it's August. Lots of stuff happening on TV. We've been talking about some of the worst shows. Well, some of the best just around the corner. The new Game of Thrones spinoff, House of Dragon, that hits HBO on the 21st. The Beavis and Butthead series. Now, I haven't had a new one in over a decade.
Yeah.
That will hit Paramount Plus this week. Amazon's A League of Their Own series is available August 12th. And people, the NFL preseason gets started this Thursday. The Raiders and the Jaguars on NBC. So that
Go
is...
Go Raiders!
I know. That is big news right there for Monday. That is my take. You want to catch up on our show or stay caught up? Go to our website, 963kklz.com.
I told everybody about this dream I had over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where I was hired to be the lead singer of Kiss because Gene Simmons couldn't show up. Even though he's not even the lead singer.
Right. Yes, you're getting technical, but yes.
So I show up and all I'm wearing is this tuxedo coat with tails, but mm-hmm. It's purple, pink, all bright colors.
Right.
Big ruffled shirt.
Okay.
Colored sunglasses and a hat. And that's it. Just standing there in my underwear.
Yeah.
Long story short, I go out backstage and watch the band as they're doing a couple of songs already. It's not even Kiss. They don't even know the words to the song, which I told the guy who was in charge of everything. I told him, I said, I don't even know Kiss songs.
Right.
He says, doesn't matter. Just rock and roll all day, party all night, blah, blah, blah.
Right, big arena.
They don't care. No, like a high school auditorium.
Oh, okay.
They're already booing.
All right.
Who's already out there. And then they have like backup singers, but they're singing off stage.
Right.
To help supplement those on stage. And people are just throwing stuff.
Oh, geez.
And I said, but they're booing. It doesn't matter. When you get out there, everything's going to be fine.
Okay, sure.
So we wanted to know what this meant. Got a hold of Mystic Mona.
Yeah.
Who is fabulous.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
And so we explained the whole thing. Here's how she interpreted the dream.
Okay, here's what I think, okay? My thought is that here you've had this amazingly successful career, and it feels like other people are taking advantage of your talent, and that really all you have to do is show up and not really do anything, because just you showing up actually makes the difference or makes the audience, and it doesn't matter if the audience is booing or cheering or whatever. Just you showing up was the important thing. The other thing is there something about your career you're embarrassed about?
The whole career.
well, okay. There.
My whole career.
See, here's the other thing is that while you were talking, I turned some cards over just to kind of give you a little heads up here, I actually think that the whole message of the dream mm-hmm. is about the devils that you already know. In a way, you walking out on stage, you were pretty poised and comfortable, even though you weren't quite sure what was going to happen. I mean, you were pretty together.
Were you? Yeah. Like, sounds like,
but here's the thing, Mona. Here's the thing, Mona. I don't even think I made it out on stage.
It doesn't matter. 90% of success is showing up, and you always show up.
I really thought you were going to say, after this long successful career, this tells me that you're going down in flames or something.
No, what it says is that you can be put in a very uncomfortable or embarrassing even situation and still manage to be poised.
Is that amazing? Mystic Mona,
that's
by the
good.
Way.
I know. I mean, good or bad, I don't know, but it's very interesting.
Did I add that I was just standing there in my underwear from the waist down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Now, she talked about Carla's dream where she she's trying to get away from this tiny little house but making no progress.
Yeah.
And a lot more. We're going to post the whole visit with her.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
On the Mike and Carla Morning Show page here in just a little bit, right before we get off the air. But she is wild and she is good.
She's so good.
And I would have never thought of it.
Well, no.
From that perspective.
No. No, the dreamer generally doesn't know why.
Wow.
Those out there do.
All right. Those Elton John tickets, tell you how to win those. in about 8-9 minutes from now. All this week, you will have chances to win tickets for Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, happening in November. It's a Tuesday night, Allegiant Stadium.
Okay.
When you win tickets, you automatically win a $150 dining card to Fogo de Chão. So, we're going to play a round of 5 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Give you a category.
All right.
Within 10 seconds, name 5 things out of that category. Very easy. Starting with caller number 9. These tickets from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Dial it up, starting with caller number 972-739-9636. You have the chance to win tickets for Elton John, a dining gift card to Fogo de Chão, from 96.3 KKLZ. Brian, we're going to play a round of 5 and 10. We'll give you the category. You simply name 5 things out of that category within 10 seconds, and that's how easy it is to win the tickets for Elton John and that dining card to Fogo de Chão. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, Brian, listen up.
Here we go. Get ready to start the clock.
Okay. Brian, I want you to name 5 Elton John songs.
Go.
Rocket Man, Daniel, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Guess that's why they call it the blues, and I'm still standing.
Yeah, you got it. Ooh, with a couple seconds to spare.
I saw that.
Nice. Nice.
Even Brian didn't think he could do it.
I know it. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's what I was saying. If anybody...
I had to take a deep breath.
Yeah. Well, because there's some longer named songs out there. It's like, right. Oh, God, let me get through that one. Good job.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, plus that $150 dining card to Fogo de Chão. And it's all from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Hang on. I will tell you how to pick up everything. By the way, your next chance to win, Wendy Rush coming back from vacation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
40.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. That's kind of wild. A 62-year-old guy in Missouri facing attempted murder charges after he tried to shoot down a crop dusting plane for flying a little too close to his house. Can't do that.
I'm sorry. Okay, but it's a crop dusting plane, and that's their job. Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
TikToker Sapphire Jess claims that in order to get revenge against her neighbor for allowing their dog to bark all night, and she says it was barking from 5 p.m. till 3 a.m., so she had to think of some way to get back. So you know what she did? She put those big Bose speakers facing her next-door neighbor and just kept playing.
Who let the dog
all day and all night.
That would do it. That would do it.
Wouldn't that get on your nerves?
Yes.
Even if you were the person playing it.
Yes, I know. I would think just after a short while you'd get the hint, too.
Like,
oh, boy. Oh, no. We were gone all day.
Yeah, we've been camping.
No. Yeah.
Oh, with gosh. Amanda up in Ely. We didn't even know.
That's terrible. Okay. I mean, it's not really terrible, but yeah, a barking dog. Yeah, you do not buy a dog to just leave it outside to bark.
Right.
Well, listen, in Cookeville, Tennessee, a couple took their engagement pictures at their local Olive Garden.
Aww.
They said they chose that location because they wanted to have an Italian feel to their pictures. They posed outside the restaurant in order to get, again, they said, the Italian feel they were looking for in front of Olive Garden. That's great. Then I have nothing else to say about that one. I know. I have nothing to say about that
one. Did they have that playing in the background?
I hope so, to give it more of an Italian feel, Mike. I hope they had a breadstick in one hand and some of the authentic tortellini in the other.
Oh, that's not a breadstick.
Boom.
At the Olive Garden.
At the Olive Garden for the Italian feel.
Yeah.
And a Brazilian man. Boy, this is something you don't want to do. He tried to perform a nose job on himself last week.
Why?
Oopsie. Well, he used veterinarian anesthetic, you know, to numb his whole face. Then he watched a YouTube tutorial.
There's one out there?
There is, on how to perform a rhinoplasty. That's what that's called. Went to the hospital shortly after that because he botched it up really bad. He was bleeding a lot, and I'm not making any of this up. He tried to close his wounds with super glue. So there's a lot involved at that emergency room. Well, I'm sure there was a lot of, are we going to let him in, actually? Are we really going to let him in?
Well, thank God he tried on himself first.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Instead of practicing on his brother.
Or his daughter, maybe.
Something.
Said, hey, Dad, why not? I'd like to have mine done, too. Why not?
Yeah, I had a little problem here, if you could help me out.
I see, plucking your own eyebrows, maybe waxing your own eyebrows, maybe something like that. But your own nose job, dude.
The fact that there's a tutorial on YouTube.
Yes, there's a tutorial on everything, Mike. I'm actually next week going to be doing my own pap smear. So that should be fun. Everybody will want to join in on that.
We going to leak that video out?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, that'll make us go viral and bacterial. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Show a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. This is kind of an amazing story about a man who really beat the odds. His name is Franklin Estes. He lives in New Hampshire. He just turned 106 years old on Friday. Now, he was born premature in 1916, and he survived polio. He had to have a pacemaker put in on his 105th birthday. That was last year.
Uh-huh.
But he is still alive and kicking. He says he had a less stressful birthday this year, you know, not having to have a pacemaker put in.
Right.
And he spent a wonderful day at the lake with family.
Nice.
Jeez.
So he's alive, kicking, and ticking.
And ticking. Still ticking at 106 years old.
And actually, wow. If you think about it, because he was born premature, he's actually older than that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
By a few minutes or
he
days.
He really is. Even a few months.
Right.
You know? Man.
I never imagined even living that long, but God bless those people that do.
Yes, Mike.
If you have a feel-good story, go ahead, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. We'd love to hear it and spread the word. Getting ready for the 96-minute morning music marathon. Kick that off here in a couple of minutes. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush, back from vacation, 12:40. Your next chance to score those tickets for Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, and a $150 dining card to Fogo de Chão. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.